Monster Zoo. Everybody, thank you for coming out to support us tonight. Just want to start off with saying that, you know, you speak of the chief's assurance and you're comfortable with that. He gave me his assurance a year ago to date, and nothing changed. We went to the diversity commission weeks ago, and nothing has changed. We went to you weeks ago, and you walked out, and nothing has changed. And now all you say is that you're waiting, and you can't give out certain information because you're doing an investigation. What investigation? Nobody has contacted me. I've been wasting my sick days sitting at home with no pay. 2 days before Christmas, I got a letter saying that my pay was stopped and I'm considered AWOL. So when you convey this message or this perception that you are doing your job, it is a lie. Two white firefighters were arrested, and they were put on paid administrative leave until it was fully investigated. Two black officers who did nothing wrong are demanded to come back to work. It is not a safe environment there, and you can't assure us it is until it's fully investigated. The chief failed me last year when it happened, when the prince was called a nigger, 1 year after I was told who would put a black man behind one of these unmarked cars, and now you're failing me today. That's all. Thank you.
Wilkinson is next.
Evening, my name is Prentice Pilot. I'm a resident of the town, and I've been a police officer for over 17 years. So you'll forgive me, I'm gonna face the crowd because I wanna thank you guys for coming and doing what you've done, because we wouldn't be here right now if you hadn't shown some support. Now, I'm not asking, you know, I heard you say that, you know, nothing's gonna get adjudicated here and it shouldn't be, and you should have your processes and your investigations. But I found it interesting, as SB said, you know, a year ago, December 23rd, actually, myself, Officer Zarai, and another African-American officer went to the chief and talked to him about some racial incidents that had taken place. And, you know, it's funny because there was no contact from human resources or anyone else with myself. Was there with you? And I don't believe with the other officer. Now here we are a year later, I bring this up. And the chief had an investigation about it, preliminary investigation. About a week and a half later, that investigation is done. He says it's inconclusive and I'm to return to work with no mention of my concerns for my safety in the workplace environment. That was December 16th. A week later, and that's the night, funnily enough, I got that letter delivered to my home by police officers 20 minutes before I wanted to go to the diversity committee meeting to hear the findings of this Town of Brookline workforce diversity survey in the fire and police departments. So we go to that meeting, and the committee, they expressed concerns for what we had said. There was Police Commissioner Bernard Green, who's sitting up here tonight, who was there, and they requested of him that he say something to us. He'd get more of a story, more of a story. I haven't heard anything from him. You know, then what happened on the 23rd, we all know that. Anyway, this Town of Brookline Workforce Diversity Survey of the Police and Fire Department, on page 73, they talk about the insights from the police department leadership. It's fascinating. The headline is, "Leadership believes there are no major issues with diversity and inclusion in the police department. However, the recent incident put the idea of equal treatment into question." I'm assuming they're talking about the Gerald Alston case. Then, continuing on with the leadership, I'm sorry, would you let me know when he holds up the red sign? The town's making a bigger deal out of the incident than it has to, making for a negative atmosphere. Okay, well, it sounds to me like it might make them uncomfortable. Right below that slide of this beautiful PowerPoint, it says, talking to some of the officers, Some of the officers, I guess, responded by saying there's more than one race and Hispanics who feel that they will be at risk of retaliation. Asian, African Americans, and other genders are not satisfied with the leadership. So it's fascinating to me because the chief had a free diversity report when the three of us went to him in December of 2014. I don't know if you guys understand what I'm saying. Okay?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I want to thank you guys for coming out here. This is not a problem about Officer Zarai and I. Mm-hmm. This is a problem for us.
Yes.
So I don't have faith in the investigatory processes mm-hmm. of the police department. I'm just putting that out there. So, thank you.